brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, you are not going to hear us playing a theme song from Team America. America, oh yeah. Or I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free to have the TSA stick their hands down my pants and the foreign private Federal Reserve steal every dime I've got. No, I'm not a sunshine patriot. I'm not somebody who is skin deep when it comes to loving liberty and freedom and the republic. I understand that the globalists that dress in our own garb and speak in our dialect are the traitors within. As Cicero said, the traitor is the plague because he doesn't come openly with his banner unfurled. And that's what's happening here. The globalists have created Al-Qaeda on record. They have launched Al-Qaeda attacks all over the world or carried out attacks and blamed it on their assets. And now, because Obama's approval rating is plunging, the dollar is plunging, the support for the wars is flagging, they have rolled literally out of the deep freeze Osama bin Laden, who they claim they killed 9 other times. But this is the big announcement. They have rolled him out of the deep freeze and claim that they killed him in the middle of a populated area in Pakistan. And now the talk is, we got to hit them Pakistan people. Mm-hmm. They're the ones, I reckon, that done it. Mm-hmm. After we kill them Pakistani people, then we'll get us some biscuits and mustard. Mm-hmm. So, if you haven't seen Sling Blade, folks, you don't get it. It has been completely cartoonish, listening to talk radio, even good old boys calling in going, I never liked Obama, but I'm walking a little taller, a little brighter today. I think he did a great job. And you hear the talk show host almost crying. Some local ones, I was flipping through going, I know, I just wish I could have been there to pull the trigger. And, you know, Obama ain't that bad now. He don't like them bin Laden, no, neither. I mean, and I heard grown men's voices cracking up. So proud of our military right now. I mean, look, it's fun to be conned. But if you like the globalists manipulating you and you enjoy it, then, hey, that's the way it is. I got a bridge I'll sell you called the Baltimore Bridge. I own it. It's only $5. And I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona. And from my front porch, you can see the sea. And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Yeah, if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. You see, I live in the real world. And I don't just live in the real world. I got proof I live in it. Because it's not going to be illusion and delusion that saves this republic. It's going to be the cold, hard facts. Just so happens, did everybody forget? I interviewed Henry Kissinger's right-hand man from the State Department in 2002. He writes books with Tom Clancy now. His name's Steve Pachinik. And he worked with Osama bin Laden. And he said on this show he was dead and they had him on ice. And then after he did that interview, he called me up and said, please take it down. I'm getting so much heat from the CFR. They all know it, and that's the scuttlebutt in Washington. But I said, I'm sorry, sir. It's already public. Now, that was back in April of 2002, 9 years ago, 9-plus years ago, 9 years and a month and change. But I didn't stop there. What did Pachinik say? They had him on ice, and we're going to roll him out at the opportune moment. Then I got two other White House sources. Just so happens that most of Bush's people came from Texas, right here in Austin. He'd been governor here. It turns out when you go to cocktail parties, people get drunk. Not once, but twice. They told me the exact same thing. And then Madeleine Albright said it on Fox News. Oh, we forget about that? And then, well, other people in government came out Oh, it's staged.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the servers at InfoWars.com don't have smoke coming out of them. They're on fire right now. As a million people try to visit InfoWars.com in the last 2 hours alone, and I want to commend the IT team. The site is slow, but it's handling the biggest influx. I thought a million people visiting a day sometimes was big. This is millions in the last hour. InfoWars.com, knock on wood, is still up. The auxiliary information warfare platform, PrisonPlanet.com, is doing very well. Also under record traffic itself in just the last few hours, over 300,000 viewers and readers there. Obviously, people are very interested in getting my take, my position on the bin Laden assassination hoax. And it is a hoax, just like when Clinton got caught with Monica Lewinsky lying, and they said, that's it, he's got to step down today. He cruise-missiled a aspirin factory in Africa. Or when they wanted to attack Vietnam, they staged attacks on the ships and lied for 40 years about it, declassifying it in 2004. The conspiracy theorists were 100% right. We were not conspiracy theorists. It was in the San Diego Herald Tribune in 1964, 6 months later when the ship got back and senior officers said it was a lie. But see, then it becomes a rumor that folks read that. People don't go check the microfilm. We did. It was staged. So we were right in 2004 when they declassified it. Don't forget Operation Northwoods, where they went to Kennedy and said, we want to bomb D.C., bomb Miami, attack U.S. military bases, and basically have war with the Cubans and then the Soviets. And he said, you people are crazy. You're all fired. And they said, no, you die. And you saw what happened, that public execution. And everybody says, wow, we saw the men up there shooting behind the Knoll. They're like, oh, how about 100 of you plus die the next week? Oh, your mommy saw the men back there? Oh, the guy at the train switching station saw the guys in the back of the green truck firing through the Knoll? But how about he dies? See, they wanted everybody to know they'd killed Kennedy in government. That's why they publicly executed him. They could have poisoned him. They had their people all over him at the White House. The Secret Service was involved. They wanted those that could think to know and the rest of the idiot public to buy into whatever they were told. Well, see, not me. Not me, okay? I'm not born to be conned and an idiot for the criminal elements that have taken our country over. Now, instead of me giving you my view and telling you what I think May 2nd, 2011, you notice he was killed on the same day Hitler died, May Day. You know, May Day isn't just a communist holiday. The Illuminati was founded in 1776 in Ingolstadt University on May Day. And if you actually go to the encyclopedia, May Day is an ancient high holy day of the Druids. You notice that on the same day that Hitler married Eva Braun in the bunker, 3 days before he committed suicide, is the day that the royals got married. Oh, they're all into this stuff big time. And I remember telling the crew Sunday, on the Sunday show last time, I said, something big's going to happen today. It's May Day. They always love to do something big. I don't know what it's going to be. Then I got home at about 10 o'clock, and the phones were ringing. My wife ran in, and we stayed up most of the night getting the reports out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But, you know, why should I tell you what I think is happening in hindsight? That's too easy. How about we see what Alex Jones said not a year ago, not 5 years ago, 9 years ago and a month. The full transcripts, we're digging around to the MP3s, we're going to find them, are all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I brought you the adjunct of Henry Kissinger when he was Secretary of State, Stephen R. Stephen R. Pechenik, P-I-E-C-Z-E-N-I-K. In April 2002, over 9 years ago, Council on Foreign Relations member, high level, Stephen R. Pechenik, who served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State under Henry Kissinger, Cyrus Vance, and James Baker, top kingmakers, told the Alex Jones Show that bin Laden had already been dead for months. He went on to say, you can read the whole transcript, Pechenik would be in a position to know such information, having worked directly with bin Laden when the U.S. was funding and arming the terror leader in an attempt to drive the Soviets out of Afghanistan in the late 70s and early 80s. Yeah, it started in 79. Charlie Wilson's war is a lie. It didn't start in 83. A documented historical fact that talking heads in the corporate media are actually denying today in light of developments. I worked with Osama bin Laden in 78-81, Pechenik told Jones, adding that he later turned terrorist hunter during subsequent administrations. I found out through my sources that he had kidney disease. By the way, after he reported all this, CBS News did, about him being at the American hospital. I found out through my sources he had kidney disease, and as a physician, I knew that he had to have two dialysis machines, and he was dying, Pechenik told Jones during the April 24, 2002 interview. And you could see those in the films whose made-up photos, I'm reading from Pechenik, they were sending us out of nowhere. I mean, suddenly we would see a video of bin Laden today, and then out of nowhere they said, oh, it was sent to us anonymously, meaning that someone in the government, our government, was trying to keep up morale on our side and say, oh, we still have to chase this guy when in fact he's been dead for months, added Pechenik. He went on to say that he was basically on ice and would be rolled out at a politically expedient time. Quote, on ice, and he would be brought out at, quote, a politically expedient time. Then, in 2003, a high-level White House source told me in Austin. You notice, folks, we have high-level sources like General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, who led these forces, is going to be joining us in about 30 minutes. You know, notice we were sent the internal FBI, MIAC, and Homeland Security reports. And for a week, people didn't believe it. Even Ron Paul's office was calling me and going, Alex, you really got this from federal marshals. You really got this other document from state police. I'm like, call the phone number. It's on there. Yes. Then later, the government said, yes, it's our memos. Yes, we defend it. Folks, you got to learn that we've got the sources, because people who are whistleblowers know we've got the courage to run with it after we check it out and to not whitewash their main intent. I want to try to get a hold of Pachinik, by the way. Pachinik, in fact, let's check and see if he's alive. I'm sure he is, but I haven't even done that yet because this is all moving fast. But Pachinik called me about a month after the interview. He said, I'm getting incredible heat from the CFR, from government. It's well known in those circles. He's buds with Tom Clancy, who wrote about a plane being flown, a passenger jet in the World Trade Center a year before. Point is, he said, I'm getting a lot of heat. Please take down the transcript. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't do that, Steve. It's already public. Now, I say I have two other White House sources. One of them I talked to. The other was through a well-known associate, someone I've known most of my life, who was at another high-powered event associated with a school. That's all I'm going to say. And at that event, this government official, a separate one, was bragging. See, this is not a secret. That's why you've seen the guy that they made the movie Syriana about, the CIA agent Bear, coming out saying he was dead a long time ago, kidney failure. That's why you got CBS News reporting it years ago. That's why you've got Madeleine Albright. Madeleine Albright. Here's the WorldNet Daily. I'm still trying to find the video. We have video of her talking about it on C-SPAN, but not the actual Fox. WorldNet Daily, December 17, 2003. It was on December 16th. She was on Fox News. Albright thinks Bush hiding bin Laden. Tells Fox News, Kondracki, she suspects political dirty tricks. She went on to say, he's frozen, they've got him, they're going to roll him out. That's former Secretary of State. I've got the former Deputy Secretary of State from another administration, Kissinger, a big Republican insider, saying the same thing on my show. And see, I've never revealed this. In fact, maybe I shouldn't reveal this. He did threaten me, his lawyer threatened me, and I said, let's dance. But I could only talk about what was seen in public. In 2003, Lionel Chetwynd, who made a movie about Bush being a hero on 9/11, I was flown out to be on Conspiracy Zone with Kevin Nealon, and I'm in the big, off the big set. We've all got our own dressing rooms, but right off the set, while we're waiting with other guests, is a bathroom, you know, big bathroom. Nobody's in there. I go to the urinal. I'm washing my hands. Lionel Chetwynd walks over, and he says, "You're Alex Jones. We're going to effing get you." And I bowed up to him, and I said, "You think I do what I do, and I don't think you guys are gangsters?" And then he said something else, but then I would only, because of his threats afterwards, talk about what was witnessed, because I was smart. They had the young women, you know, who lead the guests around, waiting outside with their clipboards. And as we're walking out, he's still saying things. And I go, "Chetwynd just threatened me," because I wanted it on record. And he went, I was just joking. And when Chetwynd and his lawyer called me, I said, "I got witnesses. We'll go ahead and sue me. We will subpoena those women." Well, Chetwynd said something else to me in that bathroom. You could probably guess what it was. You know what they were mad about? That Pachinik interview sent shockwaves through them, because this is one of their ultimate, I'm getting chills right now, one of their ultimate propaganda weapons was this bin Laden super ace in the hole to roll it out at the key point. You can pull up the Conspiracy Zone episode. It's on YouTube with me getting in. You wonder why I dominate him and get in his face, and he's cowering, and I'm pointing at him in his chest because he just threatened me in the bathroom. I'm sorry, folks. It's not that I got courage. When you threaten me, I tend to run at you. It's fight or flight. Well, you know what? I'm too lazy to run. You got it? Only time I got energy is when I'm fighting. I'm like a bull you got cornered. I'm not looking for trouble, but I got to defend my family. Ladies and gentlemen, whoa, We have this entire system. And they knew, and they were going to use it in 04, as Albright said, but they couldn't use it because of Pachinik and others, and that's why they were so mad. So they waited. They kept it on ice, literally. Now they roll it out. This is unbelievable. We'll break down how they did it when we come back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare. And priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Let's break this down, and then I'll go into more detail ahead of the former head of Pakistani intelligence, Hamid Ghul, joining us. And I would expect that he's going to make the point that Pakistani intelligence was involved in this raid, and because all he wants is the U.S. to get out of Pakistan. Again, I want to be clear here. Not one, not two, but three Two of them that I spoke to directly, one of them who I can reveal because he was live on air, Steve Pachinik, the number two under Kissinger, saying he's dead, died of kidney failure. They're going to roll him out. Madeleine Albright, same thing, died of kidney failure. They've got him frozen, going to roll him out. Fox News, December 16, 2003, on Morton Kondracki program, being interviewed by Morton Kondracki. Now, remember in 2001, 2002, they kept saying that they had him in their sights in Pakistan. The special forces were ready to kill him on the ground. They had drones. They were told, stand down. Whether you believe those stories or not, the government admits that they gave the order to not kill him at those times. And why? Because whether they really had the real Bin Laden in their sights or not, they want that myth to continue and go on as a pretext to keep expanding these wars. Now, remember, Osama bin Laden, on record, was a CIA asset. His code name was Tim Osman. And if you don't know about this, this is even in Newsweek. We have those articles linked to the articles we've written. In 79, Brzezinski's now written two books on this. They start having al-Qaeda slash Taliban attack Russian bases on the Afghan border to the north, the three nations that border it, two of which the Russians were in, to get them to come in 1981 or late 1980. And that's all on record. They wanted the Russians to have their own Vietnam. And so General Hamid Ghul, leading the Taliban forces out of Pakistan and Afghanistan, the U.S. forming the base of a secret army of Saudi Arabian, CIA, Israeli-controlled al-Qaeda. And they launched these attacks. Now, magically on 9/11, Newsweek, MSNBC report, that Bush had the launch order to launch the attack on Afghanistan signed September 10th, 2001. He signed the order a day before. In the 6 months before, they massed 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops into Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. They had the whole invasion force lined up before 9/11. Now, what does FBI translator Sybil Evans say? She testifies to Congress. They put a gag order on her. Later, she breaks the gag order 2 years ago, and she goes public. She was listening to FBI tapes off echelon of the CIA, quote, drug dealing, arms dealing, and running al-Qaeda, including the day of 9/11. Now, the Army doesn't know about this. Most of the intelligence agencies don't know. A lot of the ground troops they're going to fight that are called jihadis, al-Qaeda, Taliban, whatever name they give them, they don't know. That's why when they took over Afghanistan, Kandahar, Kabul, Times of London reported on the airlift of evil. You can search any of these terms, pull it up, where 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders who were captured were ordered flown out to Pakistan and released. Now those same guys have been flown into Libya to attack Gaddafi, and we're hearing how there are little heroes and that al-Qaeda ain't so bad. They're doing this to end one phase of the psychological war and move on with new boogeymen like Anwar al-Awlaki, who's admittedly grew up, born in New Mexico, and then runs all the major terror attacks in the West, the underwear bomber, the shoe bomber, the Fort Hood shooter, the Times Square attacker. The government says he's running them. He's controlling these nut patsies that are real terrorists. He's finding them and funding them, and he's being protected, and he's meeting secretly at the Pentagon. And I was on with Mancow this morning on a syndicated show, and he's like, well, you claim that. And I said, really, search this term. Anwar al-Awlaki dined at the Pentagon months after 9/11 when he was most wanted. And they went, wow, it's there. You know it's there. Stop acting like it's not there. So everybody's supposed to be overwhelmed with this pride and play Team America and all this music, and people are calling in just ecstatic with glee. Who's worried about the economy imploding? Who's worried about the government-run health care? Who's worried about all the police state and the TSA? No, Obama, whose approval rating was plunging, you watch, it's going to go up now. And they just so already had it scripted weeks ago for this morning. Congressional Medal of Honor winners. Oh, the patriotism. He's up there with the troops. So if you don't like Obama, you like Al-Qaeda and you don't like the troops. It's all about raising morale so the bankers can get us to feel good about ourselves while they rob us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Yeah, the war's over for the unknown soldier. Isn't that interesting? The war is not over. In fact, that's the big issue here, is they have the headlines out today. U.S. government, WikiLeaks, Al-Qaeda preparing to detonate nukes in Europe, in the U.S., 160 nuke bombs buried. On record for decades, they've got satellites and aircraft that can look through hundreds of feet of rock and pick up the resonant signature of highly refined uranium and plutonium. They know exactly where it is, but, oh, Al-Qaeda inside government buildings. You or I couldn't sneak into a government building and, put a teacup in the basement. But magically, they went in and buried nukes. That's right, Al-Qaeda from their caves, they buried 160 nukes, and that's in the news today. And thank goodness the TSA is there, and they're upping security at airports and train stations and may have checkpoints. and they're calling back the nuclear, chemical, biological teams from Japan that were helping, because, my gosh, Al-Qaeda is about to hit us any minute. So you better be glad that we're in Afghanistan and Libya and everywhere else. Well, in Libya, it's the good Al-Qaeda, the media says, so you need to be patriotic and support those guys, like John McCain said. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. And then scripted on a Sunday night so it would dominate, so the newspapers would only have an hour or two to take whatever the White House said, no critical thinking, so the alternative media couldn't get ready to respond to it, but we never sleep, so we were on it. Great team. Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, myself last night, kicking butt until 3, 4 in the morning, kicking rumpus. Jaron was calling me at like 11, 12 at night. He was working on getting the big guest we've got coming up. And boom, we're out front. InfoWars is pretty much down right now. It can't handle a million people basically at once. Prison Planet is still up. We're struggling to keep InfoWars up. All the news that's at InfoWars is cloned over at Prison Planet. Get it out, folks, over at PrisonPlanet.com. Now, let me just go over a smattering of some of the background here of what's happened. Remember, Steve Pachinik, the right-hand man in the State Department of Henry Kissinger, comes out and says he's on ice, he's dead, they're going to roll him out. He says that in April 2002. First place ever reported, ever told, very high-powered. He gets a lot of threats over it, calls me begging me to remove the transcript. I said, the barn door is open, and that horse left a long time ago. That train left the station, buddy. High-level Council on Foreign Relations member. Then a high-level Bush administration individual who lived in Austin between D.C., there's a couple dozen of them, but this just gave you the source with Pachinik with the transcript on record. That's 9 years and a month old. Then about a year later, White House source, who I run into, just makes the big joke about, we got it all set in the campaign, doesn't matter, we'll just bring Bin Laden out a week or two before the thing, we got him on ice. Yeah, he's dead. And the story is universal from these sources. He was dying of kidney failure, so they just killed him in Pakistan. That's 9 years ago. And people say, well, then how do they have these Marines lie? Well, you're not seeing them on the news. They'll all write books later and be movie stars, and Matt Damon will undoubtedly be playing them, or George Clooney. You've got in the middle of a city, on the edge of the city, this big giant palace compound, and the thing is blowing up and fire shooting out of it. And they basically just grab some guy with a beard and say that's him, even if they did that. And then to get rid of the body, they immediately, to follow Islamic law, quote, run out and burial at sea so that there can't be a shrine. But don't worry, they've got DNA. They're going to tell you the results. Really, Houston Crime Lab, San Francisco Crime Lab, FBI Crime Lab. I've had the former head of the crime lab on, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and then last year, breaking down the industrial fraud. It came out in Houston. Tens of thousands of people were framed over a decade under orders. But the federal government, they'll release some DNA evidence that we can supposedly trust. But let's go even further here. We'll put this article up on screen. It's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This was already out last night and ran in hundreds of papers across the world. Photo of Bin Laden, and they put out two different versions for the public and said, this is the photo. Oh, this is it. They knew full well it wasn't the photo, that it had been out for many years as another fake they'd released. We have another article that Osama bin Laden has been pronounced dead for the ninth time. And then we have links from the Colbert Report, did the research. I knew it was a bunch, but not nine times. Nine times they killed him. He had nine lives, this cat did. And they finally, and we have links to all the mainstream news articles in the article at PrisonPlanet.com. Where you can go read the nine times they killed him. Which time do you want to believe? Well, this is the finale. I mean, with this big announcement. Before it would just be, yeah, we killed him, but. And so we'll show you that photo. They put out a clearly doctored photo with some gauze and a bandage on his chest and his mouth open and his head all blown to bits. And from about 10 o'clock last night until about 7 a.m. this morning, They ran it in newspapers and everywhere, saying, there's the dead Bin Laden. And I kept hearing phone calls this morning. It's great. I got to see the photo of that dead rat before they threw him in the ocean. I'm walking a little taller, little spring in my step. The talk show host, we want to hear from our military people that we care so much about. You're flying on an airplane. And the captain goes, we have two military people on board. Everybody, please give them a round of applause. It's all just part of this. You've got to support the troops. But supporting the troops means supporting whatever the government says, whatever war they launch. But then when they cut their pensions or steal their death benefits or try to make them pay for their own medical care and flush them down the toilet, when they go on food stamps, well, let's not discuss that. That's not patriotic. Or when they die of DU poisoning or they have four times as many deformed children, even Life magazine reports, well, then the VA is not going to give you any help. Remember the Marine officer dying in the wheelchair who'd been in such great shape, the Marine Corps captain from the VX nerve gas that got destroyed at Camisea, begging for help before Congress in like 94, saying, I need treatment and crying. Well, that's unpatriotic, him asking for treatment. I just say I support the troops. Thank you so much for your service. I mean, you just see it constantly. And I'm like, oh, really? Well, troops, I'll actually try to make sure you don't use DU and die from it. I'll try to make sure they don't steal your death benefits as they did 11 years ago in a secret deal now public last year. See, it's all just this hollow. Obama's plunging in the approval ratings. The wars are unpopular. The dollar is going into the toilet, circling the tubes. And then magically, on May Day, on International Commie Day, out comes Obama. And you could just look at his body language. We'll play the video later. I mean, he is lying. If a used car salesman was looking at me like that saying, there's no problem with this car, it's not going to throw a rod, and then you start listening and you hear the rod about to be thrown. I mean, it just radiated as he read off that teleprompter, lies and deception and dissembling, and that he could barely, with a straight face, sit there and deliver this propaganda. The Russians, reportedly from a lot of the reporters that got killed for trying to report on it, at that Beslan massacre, people say, well, were there terrorists inside killing the kids? Because they wanted to invade another country. They said terrorists from Chechnya were in there. And it turned out from the witnesses that did survive, they were guys with masks on, and then they started shooting everybody, threw a bomb in, ran out the back, and then the military, this is on record, the Russian troops, let them get away and then blew the whole building up. So there's such a big fog of war and fire and death, nobody knows where the guys with the mask went. Then you take a couple of the dead bodies of the people in the school, put mask on them, and say, look, we've got the guys that did it. And so it's real simple. It's over in a third world country, the globalists control. They rocket and bomb and blow it up, and it's on fire and burning. And the Marines may even think they killed Bin Laden. Because we know the CIA has Bin Laden doubles, too. They love to set up decoys, set up patsies, kind of like there were two or three Oswalds running around in Dallas, it was confirmed, just to confuse everything. And so there's some guy with a turban and a big beard in there, and it's his part to, you know, play along with something, and they kill him deader than a hammer. Who knows what happened? All I know is Steve Pachinik, number two, under Kissinger at the State Department, comes on and says he's on ice 9 years ago, dead, and they're going to roll him out later when they feel like it. Two other sources tell me that off record. Madeleine Albright, 3 years after I first break all this down, 2.5 years after I break it down, goes on Fox News and says they've got him on ice, they're going to roll him out, or they're thinking about it, and then the word is they didn't because of all the attention it was getting. That's why the system, That's why when I ran into that head White House, you know, head of media operations guy in the bathroom, he was so angry in Los Angeles. I didn't run into him. I was debating him, about to debate him on TV, and he was in there. And I really was extremely upset because this stuff had just come out a year before. Because this is their big plan. This is their big program. This is their big operation. Now the guy we've got scheduled to come on, on record, has met and knows Osama bin Laden. He was called a hero in the 80s fighting the Russians. The head of Pakistani intelligence, former tank commander, and a big veteran of the war with the Indians decades before, General Hamid Ghul. And Pakistan is strategic. I will imagine that they're going to want to play along with, oh, yes, you killed him, and we helped you. And that is being reported that the Pakistanis helped in this. Helped in this. And the Pakistanis are going to now say, please leave. And the intel that I was already getting from some sources is they might produce bin Laden, but I'd heard this so long I ignored it, to perhaps as an entree to start pulling out of Pakistan right at the point the Pakistan government says, get your drones out, get out of here. Now, they may actually use this to expand it. And I'm hearing that call in the media. I heard Senator Graham on TV this morning, driving and listening to television, saying that that he shows that Pakistan's duplicitous and basically our enemy. And he tried to talk about al-Qaeda in Libya, why we need to be there to fight al-Qaeda, when on record, Washington Post, LA Times, they have to admit the core of the, quote, freedom fighters in Libya in the east are al-Qaeda and Taliban. So, folks, they think you're so dumb that they produced a fake bin Laden photo and gave it to the newspapers, and the newspapers all ran with a Photoshop the government had already put out 3 years ago of him with, you know, bullet holes in his head and his face all smashed in. And they know emotionally people needed to see the dead body. You know, habeas corpus goes back. Not just to show the body, if you're going to go to jail for something, they need evidence of it. Show the person you killed. It even predates that in a dual way, that if the king said there's a bounty on this person, you had to bring the body. Bring him in, dead or alive, but bring the body. Bring the body strapped over the horse, or you don't get the bounty. But you notice in this dead or alive, we don't get to see it. Now, you know, like Mussolini being hauled up in Rome by his feet to be spit on for 3 days by hundreds of thousands of people, or Ceausescu, you know, you want to see the body. We saw Saddam hung. He was in a prison for a year in front of everybody. Where is the body? Where is the body? Where is the body? No, we're not being shown that. He's thrown into the ocean. And I told Kurt Nemo last night, I said, we need a part in the article about where is his body? And conveniently, they're thrown in the ocean. Now, joining us from Pakistan, and we'll find out how close to where this reportedly happened outside one of their largest cities, is General Hamid Ghul, retired Pakistani Army general, served as the Director General of Pakistan's Inner Service Intelligence. He was instrumental in the anti-Soviet support of Mujahideen in the Afghan War. In 79 to 89, he was also a veteran of a war with India as a ground soldier. And we appreciate Hamid Ghul joining us to give us his take on what is unfolding here. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Eric.
General Ghul, you've got the floor. What do you make of this? I see it as a complete psyop, because my White House sources 9 years ago on record confirmed that he had been killed and was frozen on ice. But, I mean, what's your take on this?
Well, they had three people done away with it. Sometimes in 2005, there was a cell which was meant specially to chase and track Osama bin Laden, and then it was called off. I mean, that was abolished altogether. So you are quite right. There is a great deal of suspicion, especially that the question of body, as you were mentioning, is a very important question. Now, we know that every single U.S. soldier carries a video camera in his helmet. And why that footage has not been shown to the world, so that the world would be convinced. And one picture that I saw of Osama bin Laden, that looks very young, Osama. Bin Laden, 10 years ago, was older, and this picture showed him even younger than that in comparison.
No, sir, they now admit it's a fake photo. So they already put fake photos out to the media showing the complete disregard for the public. But going back specifically, sir, as you point out, it was obviously a younger bin Laden from what he would be today. It looks like about a 1999 photo that's been photoshopped, and they admit that. But what about President Benazir Bhutto? She said that bin Laden had been killed and was dead, and then she was, of course, murdered. Break that down for us, sir.
Yeah, that is what Pervez Musharraf also repeated. If you remember, Pervez Musharraf said that he's dead. And he very authentically said, I know he's dead. So if one goes by that, then this seems to be just a make-believe drama. in aid of Obama's campaign next year for his rerun of the presidential election. Of course, he's got all the advantage for it, but it's only a symbolic victory. As a soldier, I look at it differently, and let me explain it to you. I think Osama bin Laden, if at all he was living, he was a very, very ill man, and he would have perished in any case with passage of time. Over the 10 years, his image and his clout has receded into the history. And now with this, he putting up a fight, one helicopter brought down, and his wife stood in front of him, and his son was killed along with his two guards. Now, this is going to create a stuff that is fit for the folklore, for the legend-making, and for the battle ballad. So I think dead Osama is going to be a terrible phenomena for you, for the Americans, and for the Western world, because this is going to enrage the Arab opinion, because Arab opinion was so badly hurt when Saddam Hussein was caught and he was dragged out of a rat hole and he was humiliated. So this was a sort of a shame that was hurled on the Arab psyche. But this time around, it's going to be different. Osama will appear as now a hero, and he will be etched in the memory of the people, and already the Arab wave of public wave, which is on the rise, it is going to catch hold of it. And if that wave does not get satisfied through democratic means, and as it appears they are being blocked, then I think they will be left with no choice but to adapt to the philosophy that Osama bin Laden had earlier adopted.
General Hamid Ghul, I completely concur. For Western opinion, it makes Obama look like he's tough. A week after he kicks off his election campaign, it makes the wars look like they've paid off. But all over Central Asia, the Middle East, it builds him up as a guy that went out in a blaze of glory, up on the mountaintop, like in For the Bell Tolls. This really sells that image and really resuscitates bin Laden, who had faded back into the annals. But Madeleine Albright, sir, and I would direct you to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, though the sites are pretty much down right now because of mega traffic. I was told by, and I'm just giving you this intel because I want you to be able to look into it, Steve Pachinik, who was the number two man under Kissinger, who said he worked with bin Laden and worked with the Pakistanis against the Russians. He told me in April of 2002 that he was dead on ice and that it would be rolled out whenever they felt like it. Then Albright came out on Fox News a year later and said that. And I had two other White House sources before this was even news tell me this. And these are high-powered people who were proud of this, and they're so arrogant that they would say this, and then now they put out a fake photo. They throw the body away, instead of handing it over to the nearest mosque, that was a Wahhabist in the area. That, of course, would be the Islamic tradition. Correct me if I'm wrong, sir.
Oh, yes, that is it's very disgraceful, really, the way they have conducted themselves. And after that, Hillary Clinton going on the TV and showing all the imperial hubris that she could put out, it is now really nauseating. Because this is a big victory, I can tell you. Osama, if at all he has been now killed, then he was a drag on the operations of Al-Qaeda. He was not helpful at all because he was absolutely laid out of the battle. So what good is it going to be? And now you are telling Taliban once again, you were on the right track a little bit, but now you are telling them, put down your weapons, this is the condition, and we will never accept this. This is only symbolic, it's only psychological boost to the American people, if at all, and as you said, that it may be a boost for Obama's campaign, but other than that, I can assure you, as far as the real matters are concerned, they are going to be worse than before. Because Al-Qaeda is now spread out into Maghreb, what is North Africa, into Yemen, into Somalia, into Chad, into many other places. So Al-Qaeda is a now growing and expanding phenomena, while the American might and their arrogance is a diminishing phenomenon.
General Ghul, there's so many points, so many questions I have, but just looking at this, I remember you were on 6 months ago and you said the West has lost the war. for the opium, for the oil. The people are turning against him. The Pakistani government will soon order the drones out. A week ago, they said, that's it. You must have them out by mid-May. That's it. And then suddenly this happens. I think this timing of this ace in the hole they pulled in this card game, what are the globalist powers that have hijacked the U.S. and England and are trying to destabilize your country? What are they? How are they planning to use this domestically in Pakistan? And what's the sentiment of the Pakistani army dealing with 1,000 drones bombing your country?
Very, very negative. Very, very enraged. Very, very angry. I can assure you, people of Pakistan are sick and fed up. And I think already the limits of our tolerance has been transgressed. And I think there is going to be a lot of trouble because lines of communication run through Pakistan, of course. And if the army is not backing the line of communication, not supporting it, not protecting it, then I can assure you that it will not work out. And I think the battle is lost as far as Afghanistan is concerned. Taliban are on the surge this time. 1st of May yesterday, they said Operation Badr, which is a new operation which they are launching, the spring offensive, and I think there is no way because the battle on the battlefield it has been lost. I am prepared to sit down with any top general of America and discuss with him, how do you tell me you are going to win? We'll war game it, and I can assure you he will lose hands down. Now, the other point that you were talking about is Pakistan. If Pakistan gets destabilized as a result of this, and I fear and I suspect and so do the people of Pakistan and the armed forces of Pakistan, that American, some dark impulse in America, not the whole lot of Americans, but like people like Patriots or John Allen or McChrystal earlier on and Mike Mullen, I think they are out for snatching our nuclear assets. This is not going to happen. This is going to be very dangerous because a desperate Pakistan would be a terrible enemy to deal with because Pakistan is not a pushover. It's a very large nation. It has many abilities. It is self-sufficient in food. It has a very large army. It has a mujahideen, you know, coming up. The spirit of jihad is there. It has been kindled to an extent that it cannot be now contained. And if it is fueled from outside by aggression, then it is going to become a bonfire and it is going to consume the entire region. And
well, that's my next point, sir. We have Saudi Arabia now running to Pakistan for help, cutting oil production because the West is trying to destabilize them as well. That's now confirmed, trying to manipulate the Arab Spring. I mean, we could be creeping towards a conflagration. Many analysts I interview who I respect are saying we are edging towards World War III, starting in Pakistan, if the globalist, the dark impulse, go ahead with this.
Yeah, that's right. I think I agree with your assessment. And it is all because India and Israel are now riding the policies of America. This is very unfortunate that American lives are being lost, American money is being squandered, all to serve somebody else's interest. Now, this is diabolical, and I think this must stop.
Bottom line, you are saying from the evidence you have, this whole bin Laden killing is a staged event.
It appears so. I cannot definitely say it, but why don't they show the body? They should have taken the body to the ground zero and then displayed it there and then handed over to the Muslims for a decent Islamic burial. That's a very simple thing that should have been done. Why has it not been done?
It's just incredible, sir. Other key points about where this is going, clearly a propaganda operation. Any other points?
No, I think now they are aiming at Pakistan, and it will be disastrous if they open another war because they have Iraq is not settled yet. Afghanistan, they are losing in, and as far as Pakistan is concerned, if they go for it, then it will be disastrous because I don't think the regional powers, and I mean China.
General Gould, stay there for one moment.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.